Ron, you talked about the new beginning God gave Jacob. What about the listeners out there who, like Jacob, may have made some poor choices and they find themselves overwhelmed with guilt? How can they find that new beginning for themselves?
Well, that's a great question, Brian. You know, the Bible tells us that God's mercies are new every morning. It was true for Jacob, for David, for the Apostle Peter, and it's true for all of us who have professed faith in Jesus Christ. That means every day we start off with what amounts to a new beginning. We may not have a new name like Jacob did, but we have a clean slate before God. Now, here's the problem many of us face. The enemy wants to shift our focus to the mistakes we've made, maybe to the harm we've done to others, so that we cannot enjoy God's mercy. He wants to rob us of the joy of our salvation. So, Brian, the way we combat the lies of the enemy is by saturating ourselves with the truth of God's Word. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and study His ways, His character, His love for us. The more we get to know Him, the less likely it is that we'll buy into the lies of the enemy. Another practical step we can take is to seek out anyone we may have wronged and try to make amends. That person may or may not forgive us, but the mere act of apologizing brings with it a release of that burden. And God will bless us for taking that step of faith and obedience. He'll help us overcome that self-condemnation and fill us with love for Him and a love for others.